This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 38. Haec victoria sublatus, elated by this victory, ambiorix statim proficitur. So ambiorix immediately sets out cum equitatu with his cavalry in Aduatucos to the Aduatuci. Qui erant finitimi, who were neighbors, eis regno, to his kingdom. Neque noctem, neque diem intermittit, neither day nor night does he halt. Peditatum quae subsequi ubit, and he orders the infantry to follow closely. Re demonstrata, Aduatucis quae concitatis, with the matter having been described and with the Aduatuci having been rallied, postero die, on the next day, in Nereos pervenit, he arrives among the Nerii, and hortaturque, and he encourages them, nay, lest, dimittant, I'm going to go all the way down line 7, dimittant, lest they send away, lest they throw away, occasionem, the opportunity, sui in perpetui liberandi, of freeing themselves forever, atque uscis quiscindi, Romanus, and of taking vengeance on the Romans, pro eis inuries, for those injuries, quas acceperent, which they will have received, legatus duos, demonstrat, he explains that two legates, interfectus esse, have been killed, magnumque partem exercitus, and then a great part of the army, inter isse, has perished, nihil esse negotio, that it is nothing of effort, nothing of business, so no great effort, legionem, that the legion, quae cum Cicerone hemet, for the legion that winters with Cicero, subito oppressum, if suddenly attacked, interfici, to be destroyed, to be slain, profititur, say, he promises that he, ad eam rem, in this manner, ad juratorem, there's no verb, so it's like, will be an ally. Facile, hac oratione, easily, by means of this speech, Nereis persuaded, he persuades the Nerii. Okay, so this is, you know, again, we hear about fighting for their liberty and revenging themselves for the wrongs that they've had. You know, and like I had said in class, you got to think about, does Caesar respect this argument as legitimate? Would the readers have respected the Gauls fighting for liberty and freedom from Roman rule? Why would the Romans have fought to suppress the liberty of the Gauls? Do you think their motives for fighting in Gaul are legitimate? And the Nerii being easily persuaded, that's how Caesar describes them. Caesar frequently portrays the Gauls as fickle, too. So what about this quality makes them dangerous in the Roman view? And one more thing. Do you think Americans generally respect foreign peoples who claim to fight against the U.S. for their freedom from American influence? Why or why not? Okay. And our AP connections, we're going to discuss those tomorrow, but we want to think about Virgil's description of the Greeks compared to Caesar's descriptions of the Nerii. Do you remember the whole Sinon thing where he gives them that whole story about the Trojan horse? How easily persuaded were they? Do we, as the readers, sympathize with Turnus and the Rutulians who are fighting against the Trojans towards the end of the book? Why or why not? So we're going to try to see how these two passages could possibly connect. And that is chapter 38.